Good morning, you're very welcome to Northside Today. And with me in the studio here, I have Nico Murphy from the Darndale Community Pride Project to talk about the issue of loose horses in the local community. Good morning, Nico.
Hey, Eva, how's it going?
So would you like to tell me how serious of an issue this is?
It's a big issue, especially in Darndale Belcamp. We're dealing with a lot of problems at the minute. Recently, a horse was killed on the road there. It was hit by a car and died due to the injuries that it sustained. So we're trying to tackle it in one way of dealing with it through Dublin City Council and their horse control unit there. And it's successful to one extent, but at the same time, for every 10 horses we probably remove, there's probably another 15 being sold back into the community. So it's just a vicious circle that we're going in.
And you were talking about tags there a few minutes ago, and you know, so you don't know who owns these horses?
No, there's no ownership with them. And the ones that are tagged, they're not tagged properly. Like, there's not a registered name and address with them. When you go to find who owns the horse, there's no one exists for it. There's no one in the database that actually owns up to that name.
Right, and it says here, like, you know, that is reported a total of 78 loose horses in the space of 5 days.
Yeah. Now, as I said, some of them could have been duplicated, but not all of them were, because we had 12 lifted in one night, and then we had another 10 lifted on another night. So there were situations where there was at least 30 to 40 horses that were being reported, and probably the other ones were probably duplications of the same horse because they're being moved around.
Right, and you know, what's Dublin City Council doing about this?
They have a horse control unit in place, and the way it works is we ring the hotline and they'll respond within 24 hours. Usually they'll do the pickups at night time because there's an issue with getting them in the daytime intimidation, and they go in with the Gardaí and they'll take on any horses they see in the area. And then what happens is they'll be impounded and they'll be kept there for about a week, and if they're not reclaimed within that week, they're put down. Unfortunately, they're euthanised. So it's a big issue. Like, in the last 4 years, from 2008 to 2012, there was 4,762 horses killed, euthanised, like, by projects like the Horse Union and Dublin City Council. That's on a national level. There was over 11,000 horses seized in the same period on a national level. Some of them were rehoused or some of them were claimed, but as I said, 4,500 of them were killed. So it's a problem, like, and it's cruel to the animal to have to go through that, like.
Yeah, it sure is. And, like, so they're running around in people's gardens and stuff, it says here as well, like, and yeah, on the main roads and the whole lot. I mean, you know, what else can you say to me about this? Like, how much of a danger is it, and what can be done? What can the community do to stop this happening?
Well, from a community point of view, they need to just report the instances, and people need to stop buying them, you know, at the end of the day. I mean, people think, oh, great, it's 30 euro for a horse, I'll buy a horse. But then it's the whole different cost involved with caring for a horse properly. I mean, when you're talking about grooming, you're talking about injections that the horse needs, even feeding it, you're talking 30, 40 quid for a bag of food. So that's a lot of money in itself. If you're buying one bag of food a week, say, even, that's an awful lot of money for people. So they're buying the horse for 30 quid, but looking after it could cost you hundreds every month.
And where are they buying these horses?
We don't know where they're buying them from. But we know that with Smithfield now being closed down, that we don't know where they're coming from. I mean, we're being told from people in the community that they're coming up from the country and that. But as the hills transporting them and how they're getting in, we can't tell you. But we do know that for every 10 that are being lifted, there's probably 15 to 20 ready to be sold back in. And as I said, they're being sold for as little as 30 to 50 quid.
Right. And would it be younger people mostly, you know, buying these horses, do you think?
Yeah, well, a lot of the time it is. It's younger people that are getting them as presents, like for birthdays or for Christmas or things like that, you know. And it's great when they have them for a certain period of time, but when the weather starts getting cold or there's kind of any kind of issues around the weather, now the horses are left out in the field and the people can sit in their houses and say, well, I have a horse, but it's left out in the field. Whereas on a warm day, like, they'll have them out and they'll be running up and down the roads with them, and that's great. But what are you going to do for the other 300 days of the year that we have bad weather, you know, and you're leaving it out in the field, tethered to a lamppost or tied to a garden fence? It's not fair. Like, it's an issue of animal cruelty, yeah, and it is down to the welfare of the horse at the end of the day.
Right, and I mean, how long has this been going on for? Because, you know, I'm from Tallaght myself, and I remember growing up, there was always horse. This was always going on. Like, you know, I mean, there was 30, 40 horses on the field, and there'd be like 5, 6 grazing in your garden in the morning, you know. So that was like, what, 20 years ago? I mean, like, how long has this been going on?
Well, it has been going on for a while, yeah. It's the same with Arndale. Like, I mean, I can remember growing up in Arndale, like, always seeing the horses, but as of recent, it's kind of gotten worse because there were horses being kept on land. This is what we hear from people in the community, are telling us that there were horses being kept on land over by Belcamp College, and that land was made unsuitable. Now it was put down, fertiliser and chemicals were put onto it to treat the land because they planned to either plant on it or plough on it or something like that. So what happened was all the horses that were being kept on that land were now moved over into the community between Darndale and Belcamp. I mean, they're being kept in public parks, public green spaces. There was an incident back in April where a girl was kicked in Darndale Park by a horse. As I mentioned, the other incident was there was a horse that wandered out onto the road and was hit by a car. It destroyed the person's car. The horse was killed later on due to its injuries. Oh. And then obviously there was an incident then in Darndale Park that was highlighted by a lot of national media about a horse being mutilated.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah. That was absolutely awful.
And that's just, you know, when you have incidences like that happening, it's not right. And that's purely down to animal welfare. Like, that's just down to just being cruel to animals, and that's just not right. You don't do things like that. And that's where we're coming from. I mean, we understand that it's been a culture thing or whatever people want to call it for the last however long. But when you have this kind of thing happening and you have children being kicked and animals being mutilated like that, it's a different kind of area you're going into then. It's not just about welfare, it's about cruelty, and it's just not right.
And like, it sounds like, you know, nothing will be done until somebody's killed, by the sound of it, you know. That could easily happen.
Yeah.
You know, if horses are running out in front of cars and stuff like that, somebody will be killed.
Yeah.
And what organisations, you know, animal cruelty organisations, can you get involved in this? Is there anybody getting involved in this from?
Yeah, there's the Irish Horse Welfare Trust. They're responsible for the project that was set up out in Dunsink, and we've been in touch with them, and they're the ones who have actually given us those figures. Them and the Department of Agriculture have given us those figures, but they operate along with Dublin City Council and the Horse Control Unit. There's also the DSPCA, which are great in helping us as well with that kind of thing. They'll come out, and if there's animals who are in bad need of any kind of attention vet-wise, they'll come out and do that work as well. They'll take them off, give them boarding. If there's any kind of illnesses or any injections they need, they can do that. But if you're taking a horse in, then it's going to be put down 7 days later, you know, I mean, what's the point? Like, you know, what's the point for people to do that? Like, you know, put that work and money into a horse for no one to reclaim, because it's €700 to take a horse out once it's been impounded, when you can easily buy one for another 30, 40 quid. So they're not, you know, there's no attachment a lot of the time. Like, they say, oh yeah, we want a horse, we want to have a horse and all this, but they're not attached to what, as they tell you they are, because if they can leave that to die or be put down, well then, you know, there's no kind of commitment to it, to the animal.
So it really is just pure animal cruelty on behalf of the people that are buying these horses, you know.
It's almost like they're disposable. To these people, like, a lot of the time they're disposable animals. Like, they're buying them, one gets taken or put down, they'll buy another one, it gets taken. You know, it's just a vicious circle that's going in. And as I said, when you're taking 10 out of a community and then there's 15 to 20 being brought back in, you're fighting the losing battle. So the community kind of need to stand up and say, you know what, it's not actually right to have a horse tied to the garden fence, or it's not right to have a horse wandering into your garden and three or four of them then located around your little patch of grass that you have, and then you're trying to get out of your house and you're afraid to get out of the house then, you know.
Some people would be afraid, like,
yeah,
you know.
We've had reports of that where people are saying, look, I can't get out of my house because there's four horses in the garden. And it's, well, you know, you have to ring Dublin City Council, you need to report the horses.
Mm.
And that's the message we want to get out.
And, you know, what do you feel that you can do to get these kids or whoever's buying the horses? I mean, how can you reach out to them? And, you know, do you think there should be more of an education, you know, around, you know, looking after the horse? Or what can be done?
Yeah, we think there should be education around looking after a horse. I think, like, if people in the area were to get involved with the projects that are already in place, like the ones out in Dunsink or the one out in Ballymun and things
and
like that.
What are they called?
The one is just the Dunsink Horse Project or the Dunsink Horse Club, and then the other one is the Ballymun Horse Project. That's the name of those. And if people were to get in touch with the Irish Horse Welfare Trust, they'd be able to get contact numbers and things like that for those projects.
And what exactly do these projects do?
They stable horses, they look after horses, groom them, they teach kids about how to properly maintain a horse. And as far as I know, the Dunsink one runs a FETAC level 4 award in that particular area. Now, we don't know what the formal name for the course is, but it's all around the welfare and looking after horses, and that's run through the Irish Horse Welfare Trust as well. So that would be something that people could get kind of an education on, how to look after a horse, what it takes to look after a horse, you know, because it's not as simple as buying a toy into a lamppost and walking away, you know, because again, that's cruelty. And then you have to make sure they're shoed properly, and that there's a lot of kind of vet work that needs to be done to show a horse, you know, injections wise, as I mentioned before, like, and it's costly.
They're very expensive, horses are. They are. They're very expensive to keep, you know. And I mean, I don't know. It's an absolute disgrace, really, you know. And I mean, what message do you want to say to our listeners?
We just want to say that if there's horses in the community, report them to Dublin City Council. The numbers are available through their website, through our own website, darndalebellcampvc.ie, or you can go on to Facebook. There's always a number available for that, for the horse control unit. And so people who are buying horses, we'll ask them to stop buying them and stop putting them in the urban areas where there's no facilities for them. I mean, if we had the facilities, it would be a different story, but we don't, and there's no money available at this point in time to fund such a facility. I mean, to build a stable that would hold 20 horses, you're talking about €3 million just to build that one stable, and just to offer that as a subsidised rate, it's just not feasible. You just don't have that kind of funding. So we, our message to the community is, stop buying horses and take responsibility and look at it from an animal welfare point of view. That it's not something that needs to be kept in urban areas.
Yeah, and just before I let you go, like as I was saying, you know, out in Tala, what they did was, and it actually seemed to have helped in the situation, was they built up a big stable and the kids were allowed to keep the horses there at a cheaper rate. Like, but as you said, there's just no funding nowadays for stuff like that, you know. And like, if you want to just say your website again, And Dublin City Council, people can get in touch with them as well to report like loose horses. And what's your website again?
It's standoutbelcampvc.ie.
That's brilliant. Listen, Nico, thanks very much for coming in today. Okay.